Chapter 48. Das Vidanya. Dulles International is one of three major airports serving the Baltimore-Washington area, and with over 21 million passengers a year, handles more international travellers than any other airport on the East Coast, with the exception of New York. It had been over 36 hours since President Mason had been shot by Arthur Spencer Morgan. At the airport, the newspapers, televisions, passengers and staff spoke about nothing else. Speculation still ran riot as to why the shooting happened and how the vice president actually managed to do the deed. The reports coming from Walter Reed Medical Hospital were not encouraging either, and it appeared the doctors were fighting to control the president's septicemia. The morning was a little overcast as Lisa drove Jack out to Dulles. By the time they'd parked up, past the outer security, and into the main departures concourse, it was almost 7 o'clock. Jack's plane was not until midday, but Tom was booked on the 9:30 Emirates flight to Dubai. The huge hall was packed, but as they'd agreed to meet at O'Leary's Irish Bar, it was a simple matter of pushing through the crowds to the popular traveller's watering hole. Tom and Grigory were seated in the far corner of the busy pub. Grigory stood and waved when he saw Lisa and Jack enter. The four friends all hugged, and Lisa planted kisses on the cheeks of Tom and Grigory. "You want some drink?" asked the big Russian. "I'd love a coffee, hun." Jack shook his head as Grigory pushed his way to the bar. "Do we know what the latest is with Mason?" said Tom. Jack shrugged his shoulders. "They're saying he has a problem with septicemia, but to me that sounds like it's come on pretty quick." "They must have done blood tests to confirm his condition, though," said Lisa. "Who knows?" said Jack. "The man's sick, but he's probably going to recover. And all he'll have lost is a couple of fingers. His approval rating will probably increase after being shot." "Coffee," said Grigory, passing the mug to Lisa. "Cream, no sugar, right?" "Thanks, honey." "Okay, guys, I'd better make a move," said Tom, as he picked up his holdall. Lisa put her drink down, hugged Tom, and said, "Thank you for all you did. I still wish I'd known you were here from the start, but that's his fault." She cocked her thumb at Jack. "Was great to see you again, Lisa. Get yourself over to Dubai. Spend some time on the yacht." "I will, I promise, Tom." Tom turned to the Russian. "Grigory, my friend, it's been fun. Give my regards to your brother Bogdan when he gets out. You both need to come down to the Gulf as well, eh?" The big man hugged Tom. Da, was fun. Sure, I see you in Gulf sometime. If not, you come to Moscow. Das Vidanya, Tobinski." Jack and Tom walked to the exit of the bar. "Cheers, buddy. Saved my arse again." Tom grinned. "We're a team. We look after each other. But next time I save your arse, can you have some bloody clothes on, please?" They both laughed. An hour later, Lisa and Jack walked Grigory to the departure's security. The same goodbyes were enacted when the big Russian left to catch the Aeroflot flight to Moscow. As he disappeared through the scanner area, Jack said, "You want a bit of breakfast before I shove off, babe?" She linked her arm with his and said, "Sure." On the mezzanine level, they found a more upmarket and decidedly quieter venue than the Irish Bar. Once seated in the pleasant dining room, they ordered breakfast. "Have you called Nicole yet?" said Lisa. "I'll ring her once I get on board." As the waitress brought their hot drinks, a murmur rippled around the restaurant. People were looking at their smartphones, and a woman at the next table said out loud, "Oh no!" Lisa took out her phone and swiped the screen. "Oh my God! He's dead, Jack! The president is dead!"